Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to this, the fourth of our midweek Lenten services from St. Finian's. Over the next 3 weeks of Lent, our theme will be an army of ordinary people. And in these next three services, I'm hoping to have a chat with someone connected with our church and invite them to share a little bit of their spiritual journey with us. If you want to catch any of our previous midweek Lenten services so far, they're all available on the St. Finian's YouTube channel. And over the past few weeks, we've been thinking about looking after our mental health, our physical health, and our spiritual health during lockdown. Also need to issue a word of apology at this point because I'm in black and white this evening. We're having a slight technical issue here in the church. So if you're watching on your television or your computer, you don't need to adjust your set. I should be in black and white. We won't allow any of that to distract us from our worship of Almighty God as we're entering into His holy presence at this point. And our opening hymn is a beautiful invitation to all of us to be still and to be quiet in the presence of the Lord. Be still, our opening hymn. Our service this evening is the service of a late evening office. Blessed be our God for all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory be to you. Holy Spirit, Comforter, Treasure of all goodness and Giver of life. Come and dwell in us. Cleanse us from all sin, and in your love, bring us to salvation. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Our psalm appointed for this evening's service is a psalm that's a cry from the heart, when the psalmist felt far from God, and he then put his trust in the Lord afresh. we're going to share together in the words of Psalm 13. How long? How long will you forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I have anguish in my soul and grief in my heart day after day? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Look upon me and answer, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and my foes rejoice that I have fallen. But I put my trust in your steadfast love. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt so bountifully with me. Our Bible reading this evening comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning to read at verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Here ends our Bible reading. I'm delighted this evening to welcome as our guest Jonathan Johnston. And Jonathan will be no stranger to parishioners of St. Finian's, and we know that people tune in from different places to this service. But Jonathan has been one of our church wardens during these past 2 years, and he and his colleague Amy Wall have done a tremendous job of service to our church community over these past 2 years. As we have returned into the church building from different periods of lockdown, they have been the face of welcome, and they have encouraged us right throughout this pandemic. And this evening, Jonathan is going to share some of his story with us. He's a very inspiring man who has demonstrated real courage and indeed demonstrated his vulnerability as he's opened up a new business to help people with their physical and mental health and their nutrition. And this is a business that he has been operating for the past year and a half or so. And so I'm really delighted that Jonathan is here to share with us tonight. And we're just going to have a little bit of a chat, and he's going to share something of his faith story with us. So, Jonathan, very welcome to our service today. And I'm going to ask you, first of all, just to say a little bit about yourself for those who don't know you. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, thanks very much for inviting me here, and it's good to be back in the church, I have to say that, first of all. I've lived in the area for 40 years. Well, no, 43. I'm coming up on 43 years old, and was baptized here. Went to Sunday school here, BB as well. So I've been in the church for a number of years, I work in BT, coming up on 20 years. Church has always been a part of my life, for a good part of my life. And really, as you say, in the last couple of years, things have changed profoundly in my life. That has led me to opening business around health and nutrition and mental health. And it's actually something that happened to me a couple of years ago. And really what it was I suffered, I didn't know at the time, but I suffered from real bad anxiety. I'd never experienced anything like that before. And it took me months to work out what it was, and I was off sick from work. And I really didn't know what it was. And the only thing that helped me get through the anxiety was actually fitness, was going to the gym. I could be sitting, you know, in the house all day for days on end, but the thing that got me out was going to the gym. And what it turned out to be, and what it kind of made sense to me, was that by fitness, by doing fitness, by getting out and exercising, by going to the gym, by doing a workout, by taking care of myself, I actually felt mental clarity. Because when, I don't know if people understand, but when you get anxiety, it's noise. Your head's just full of noise and you can't lift yourself up, get perspective on things. But fitness gave me that. It gave me mental clarity and also gave me spiritual. It uplifted me spiritually. So I kind of felt closer to God after exercise. I've never heard that before. You know, I've never heard that and I didn't know where it was, but I've just... that feeling closer to God at the gym, finishing the gym and getting back into the car before I go home again, I kind of prayed then. And that was the first time I felt inclined to do that. And I just thought, you know, as I got healthier and I got better and I started to cope with things, and my cousin Richard, who spoke a couple of weeks ago, he helped me greatly and got me support from a CBT therapist. And I thought, you know, I need to help other people. You know, so it was through my own personal experience and how fitness and nutrition helped me that I felt closer to God. And I felt I need to serve through my own experiences.
That's very powerful, Jonathan. And can you tell me, as you worked your way through those experiences, at what point in your life did faith become important to you? You spoke there about growing up in the church, but when would you say that your faith became important to you?
I'll be honest, faith has come in and out of my life. As I said, when I was young, coming to St. Finian's, it was a thing that my parents, my aunts, my uncles all got married, baptized here. I was baptized here, Sunday school, enjoyed Sunday school, and that was great, and went to BB, and everything was grand. And I think it's just when I went to university and I got a career, not to say this was right, but I had other things to do, and faith wasn't, to me, that important at that point in my life. And I think it was really when I met my girlfriend and I settled down and I wasn't going out as much on a Saturday night. And I just thought there's more to life than all this. You know, so I'd say it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I generally just slowly came back to church. And it was actually one New Year's Eve or somewhere around then. It was a Holy Communion service here. It was 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. And I just remember, I have to get up and go to church. I've never been in ages. My parents would come every Sunday, but I hadn't. So I just got up. It was a cold, snowy Sunday morning. And I just came up and sat in the communion service. And slowly, but it was a gradual thing, coming back to church, coming back with my parents. And I think it was a gradual thing, but I think the thing that really kind of nailed it for me was, again, during that period of anxiety. And I remember one moment in particular. I was having a very bad day over 2 years ago, and I was lying in bed and I couldn't get up. And there was a knock at the door. My girlfriend Shelley got the door, and it was yourself called at the door, and you left your card and you said if Jonathan could get in contact with you. And I could hear all this, but I could not get up. I knew it was you at the door, but I could not get up. But I phoned you a couple of days later, and you suggested to me about being a church warden. And I'd been speaking to my therapist before, a couple of days before that, and saying, like, you know, I need to change things in my life. I need to, with my anxiety. And this kind of fell in my lap, the idea of being a church warden, being part of the congregation. And I thought, there's God giving me a wee nudge in the right direction again. You know, and I just, that was amazing.
That's a very powerful thing, again, just to hear that. And when you think about faith becoming important to you, and again, you've been very honest, and I think a lot of people have that experience that you have, that there are different times in your life mm-hmm. when maybe faith is more important or it's not more important. Who would you say sort of shared faith with you and kind of had an influence upon you?
I think probably my parents, just purely by the example that they set and going to church every Sunday and making sure I went to Sunday school no matter what. My grandparents. I remember at an early age some Christmas gifts that they gave me. One always included a children's book on the Old Testament. And I just, you know, they always give me at Christmas something religious. An RE teacher at school springs to mind as well. Probably I was the only one that attended some of the classes. It's not always the most popular, but I just remember. And there was always someone in school that I could, and I went to Listenshire High School, just around the corner. It was always someone that I could always have a chat with if I felt times were hard. And that always sticks in my mind, and yourself. You've been a great influence on me, especially in these last few years, and support and the example that you've led during these tough times and helping keeping the church together and keeping it going through these difficult times. So you've really inspired me as well.
Thank you so much for all those things that you've just said. And I suppose, Jonathan, when we've been thinking about spiritual life and different significant points on your story, would you be able to tell us what's your favourite Bible passage and why?
Well, it's the one that you read, or part of the one that you just read there, Isaiah 40:30, verse 31. I think it's a verse that over the last couple of years, as I say, when I've been struggling with anxiety, I've been looking at passages in the Bible and just trying to get some meaning out of the Bible to me in my current position. And I think that's what a lot of people do, a lot of Christians do. Some passages of the Bible are relevant at certain times in their lives, and this one is. And as I say, just reading the first bits of it, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I take this very literally for me at the minute. It takes energy to do exercise. It takes energy to prepare food rather than order a takeaway. It takes energy. But the energy that you get from doing that exercise is tenfold. You know, it'll be tough at the start, and there'll be some days that you won't want to get up and do exercise, or you'd rather sit down, or you're too tired from the day's work. But you know what, keep at it. God will give you that strength and that stamina. Some days you won't feel like it, but if you trust in the Lord, he will help you. Exercise, even the smallest amount of exercise, he'll help you, and it'll just, over a period of time, it will transform your life. It will give you that clarity, mental clarity, if you're going through tough times. And it also, I think, it does spiritually uplift you. And I just think that verse, to me, at this point in my life, says it all.
That's brilliant. And we've been talking a little bit about some of those sort of spiritual practices. And I wonder if you could share with people some of the spiritual practices that help you in your daily life.
I think one of the practices I've said is that I've kind of got into is when I'm exercising, after exercise, I'll pray. When I get out of the gym, I'll get into the car, it's quiet, I've gathered my thoughts, I've calmed down, I've cooled down a bit. And before I drive off and go back to the house or whatever the next task I need to go to, I just like stop and just say a few words of thanks and prayer. I think that's just a really appropriate time for me to do that. I also tend to read a passage out of the Bible either first thing in the morning or at night, and I use that as to help me mentally as well as spiritually transition from waking up and calming myself to prepare for the day, or as I calm down before I go to bed. It works for me to do it that way. As I say, it's. And I find that really, really helpful to get into that practice, as I say, to help with my anxiety. But it's also the time when I feel closest to God, early in the morning and in the evening time. So.
That's interesting that you say that. I know last week when Gillian was sharing about looking after your mental or your spiritual health during lockdown, she was sharing some practices like that as well. So that's really interesting to hear. Last of all, I'm going to ask you this evening a little bit about your weekend, last weekend. I know that you had a pretty epic weekend. And can you tell people a little bit about what you did over the last weekend?
Okay. Well, actually, I'm just about recovering from it now. It's something that happens every year, and I decided to take up the challenge this year. So it's called the 4x4x48. And what that means is that every 4 hours, you run or walk 4 miles for the period of 48 hours. So yeah, that literally means that I started on Friday, Pastor, at 8 a.m. in the morning. And I ran for 4 miles, and then at 12 p.m. lunchtime, again, 4 miles, 4 p.m., 8 p.m., midnight, 4 a.m., yes, 4 a.m., 8 p.m. So I finished on Sunday at just after 5 in the morning. And it was, I did it. So I did it for charity Cystic Fibrosis, which is very close to my heart, Cystic Fibrosis Trust. And I did it in memory of my cousin David. And it was an amazing challenge. Physically, it was tough, but I hadn't prepared for it in terms of how tiring it would be. It was like, you run for 4 miles, as you say, and then you get home, and then the first thing you have to do is wash, and then you eat, and then you hydrate, and then you decide whether you're going to go to sleep, or you're going to watch something on TV. And no sooner is that until, the time's ready to go again. So you're always on the go. And you had to make sure you were stretching before you ran again, otherwise you'd injure yourself. So one of the good things about it was the preparation I had to put into it before. So I had to get all my meals ready the night before, all the grocery supplies, bandages, blister pads, all that kind of stuff. So it was a good thing about being prepared. And I really, really enjoyed it. 4 a.m. in the morning on the Saturday and the Sunday were probably the best runs of the lot. There were a couple of times seeing squirrels run across the carriageway. I thought that was just surreal. It was the light and everything. It was just brilliant. I'll definitely do it again next year. And as I say, I raised funds for Cystic Fibrosis Trust, and I've got my Just Giving page, which is on my Facebook site, so if anybody wants to donate.
So that's a good idea. If people want to check out your page, it's on your Facebook page, and there's a Just Giving link there. I'm going to ask you at this point, Jonathan, just to switch off your microphone there, And just want to say on behalf of everybody, thank you so much for sharing your story with us this evening. It's been so inspiring to hear, and thank you for all you do. And as we think about Jonathan's spiritual story and all that he has shared with us, I'm going to invite all of us at this point just to turn our hearts and our minds to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Let us pray to the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all Christian people that they may live in love and truth. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all ministers of the church and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray this evening for peace throughout the world and especially in Myanmar at this time of unrest and for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbours and for all our friends. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for those who hate us as we pray for those who love us. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for refugees and prisoners and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all sick people, for the sorrowful and the dying. Lord, have mercy. And let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Lord, have mercy. Let us remember this evening our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And as we come now to a little time of quiet prayer, I'm going to encourage us, please, to pray tonight for both the younger and the older members of our church family. Let's pray especially this evening for all those who have returned to school during this past week in person, and to pray for their teachers as they integrate back into school life. And let's also in the quietness remember the older people in our congregation, very often cut off from family in nursing homes or perhaps shielding at home. And we pray that as the vaccination program is rolled out, that it won't be long until they are reunited with their families and friends after all the challenges of this year. We also want to pray this evening for the bereaved, remembering especially the Humphreys family circle on the death of Jim last Tuesday, and as they prepare for his funeral service next week. So in the quietness, we pray for God's peace, his strength and his support for the older and younger members of our congregation and for those recently bereaved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our special collect prayer for this evening's service. Merciful Lord, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we pray our common collect together. Lord Almighty, Lord Almighty, come and scatter the darkness of our hearts by the light of your presence, that we may know you, the light of the world, and the one true God, blessed this night and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And may the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless us and keep us. Amen. Thank you so much for worshiping with us this evening on this, the fourth of our midweek Lenten services, and a special word of thanks to Jonathan for sharing his story with us as part of our service. Our closing hymn this evening is a hymn of longing for God, and it's a paraphrase of Psalm 42, "As the deer pants for the water."